Turn it over to Kevin Reeder for his stripper story. Oh, man. Well, let me just comment briefly, Eric. $20 is really cheap for us for a lap dance.
It was Minnesota, dude.
I guess that's
Illinois.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. Get your ass DayZ, buddy.
Okay, so this is a blast from the past for me. I told this story at our very first Nerdalog show 2 years ago, and I don't think I've told it since, which is really cool. So that's fun for me. So when I was growing up, I really I still do have this like really great respect for women. Oh man, when I last told this story, my mom was there. Do you remember that? Yeah, she was. That made it real weird, but funny too. my mom had always instilled in this respect for women thing for me, so much so that I took it to a crazy place as a teenager. That I would refuse to go to Hooters with my friends because I was like, no, that's not right. Which is silly because Hooters, it's just fine. I don't know. It's fine. I mean, the food's whatever. So the life came to pass, and I grew up with these friends from high school that I refused to go to Hooters with. And my best friend, Matt Kula, was getting married, and the one thing he wanted to do was go to a strip club for his bachelor's party. And I was, like, really not excited about going at all. Like, I really didn't want to go. But I'm like, all right, this guy's been there for me, like, my whole life. I can do this. I'm gonna get some single dollar bills, and I'm gonna do this thing. So we went to a King County Cougars game during the day. And we're drinking Coors Light all day. And so then we took a real far drive out to Heartbreakers Gentlemen's Club. Heartbreakers Gentlemen's Club, which is out in like, you know where it's at.
21?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've gone past it.
Yeah. It's way out west. Such a classy place that you could bring your own coolers there with you. It was a BYOB establishment, so that would allow for the 18-year-old kids to go and see strippers too.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I mean, sounds like a great deal, right? So it's real, real, real creepy. But I put my blinders on and I was like, all right, you know, and I did the whole like, singles thing and like making a little pyramid and like blowing it or whatever. I don't know. People do that apparently. I don't know. I saw somebody doing it. Like you stack singles and then you like blow it at the, it was so weird. It's Heartbreakers, dude. It's BYOB.
No, yeah, okay.
I didn't get it either. So I was like, I was trying to get into it. So this girl's like, she comes up to me and she's like, "Oh, do you want a lap dance?" And I was like, "Yes, I'm gonna do this. I'm getting a lap dance." So she takes me to a side room, she's like, "All right, cool. You know, just sit, no touching." And I'm like, "Cool, you know, that's great." And she places this, and this was really novel to me, this tiny little dirty white towel over my crotch, which I can only assume is to prevent people from, like, you know, ejaculating on her. So it's been used a number of times. So that was like my first, like, she's going to lay this thing down on my over me, and then she starts to dance. And I was so awkward that throughout the entirety of her dance, I made eye contact with her the whole time. I couldn't look at her body. I couldn't. So every interaction that I had with her was just like me staring like doe-eyed right into her eyes, which has to have been the freakiest thing. Because like, you know, like here's this like, you know, 22-year-old kid just staring directly into your eyes in a creepy way. And she's like, "Hey, how's it going?" And I swear to God, she asked me, like, 3 questions, and I just gave her my whole life story. Because I didn't know what to talk about, and I just told her everything about my life, about what I was doing, and who I wanted to be, and what I wanted to become, and And I swear it was like the most cathartic thing. It was the best therapy session I had ever had, but terribly awkward looking back. And like it just was such a blur. And we got done, and she was like, she stood up, she hugged me. So like a real nice, sweet, tender hug from this stripper, and she just said, "I wish you the best of luck."
Ooh.
That was it.
Kevin, you're a better man than